Minister for Immigration has been questioned repeatedly in Parliament over the government's handling of the immigration detainees who were released from indefinite detention following a High Court ruling last year. 36 of the 149 people released today have been told they do not need to wear ankle monitoring devices, and documents reveal that more than half had been convicted of assault and violent crimes, including kidnapping and armed robbery. On the potential of a criminal threat from the released detainees, Andrew Giles says there are processes in place to protect Australians.
A big part of that was setting up Operation Aegis to bring together the government, law enforcement agencies around the country together. We also have now four layers of protection, including stringent visa conditions, electronic monitoring and curfew arrangements, as well as preventative detention arrangements. In order to manage that, we put in place a community protection board so that the decisions around community safety can be made by those best placed to decide on the merits in any issue how to keep the community safe.